You're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
We discovered that human potential is severely limited when you program humans like a machine, which is standard practice today for self-improvement.
The Ecosystem Approach teaches you how to uncover your infinite potential by using natural methods that are truly revolutionary. Join us now for the Ecosystem Approach Show. Hi, everyone. Today, we're talking about being blocked and how dark energy is usually the cause. Many people are blocked with what we call the sandwich effect. But because of black and white thinking, they will never overcome those blocks. This is a fascinating show. Stay tuned. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the Ecosystem Approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Okay, Jason, we have had so many examples of people coming to us who felt blocked and were struggling with blocks of their daily life. How can we help those people in the audience who are feeling blocked today?
You can't fix a block you don't understand.
And
I would say, I guess I could say all the people that have come to us in the 20 years, and that's a lot of people.
It is a lot of people.
You know, basically didn't understand what was in their way.
Oh, by all means. In fact, my favorite part of the secondary part of that, they didn't understand that they were blocked, but they always say, oh my gosh, I would have never
thought of it that way
or seen it from that perspective.
We hear that phrase
over and over.
I never thought of it that way.
Yes, exactly. all the time.
So those blocks are some form of negative energy.
Yes.
And the problem is that people don't understand energy.
True.
So for some of you, this may be like a little bit of a review, but it's really valuable. So
Okay. Blocks
can be relationships, health, money, success or lack of success.
Okay.
And that distract you from your purpose. That's kind of the major theme for today. Distract you from your purpose and meaning in your life.
Mm.
So examples of blocks.
Right.
Bad relationships.
Okay.
People don't think of maybe your son who has a substance abuse problem is living with you. You don't see that as an energy.
No, not at all.
You see it as a person.
Well, and you also see it. It's a problem, but you don't know how to fix it.
Exactly. Yeah. So yeah. Whether it's with children, parents, spouses,
yeah.
It doesn't matter. Relationships at the core are energies that are blocking you if you're struggling with it.
Well, and let's give a couple other examples. Health, for instance, I have known people who have had health issues over and over and over again. First time it's this, the second time it's that. In fact, I have been victim to that one, meaning I could go down the list. But the biggest one, of course, that most of you know about is or have at least heard about is the heart issue and
heart valve issue. So all cancer. At the root is negative energy.
Exactly.
You know, whatever disease or illness you have at the root is negative energy.
Well, and here's one of the biggest ones. And this is one of the ones that people come to me with a lot. Money. I can't seem to find a good job. I can't seem to, maybe I can make money, but I can't hold on to it. Believe it or not,
all or someone of that else is, spends it for
or,
me.
Or
maybe I can make money, but then I can't enjoy it.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly. Because
too.
Of those rules that
yes.
I was taught with.
And
you
those
know.
Rules are often negative energy.
Exactly. And also the blocks to either having money or being able to hang on to money or that sort of that's negative energy. And so what we do is we help you with that because, as Jason said, or I said earlier, it's dark energy. Dark energy wants to mess with you. I need to say this. Negative energy is here all around us, and it is here to stop us from not only our personal evolution, but that negative energy does not want us to fulfill our purposes and understand even why we're here. And it's the most amazing thing is when you figure out why you're here, you go, oh, okay. And then you get a little bit of a clue. And if you keep going with the ecosystem approach, of course, then you start to see what your purpose is and what it's all about.
We're going to be talking about our purpose later in the show.
Okay.
But most people think they get confused with the idea of purpose because they think of a two-page document that outlines your purpose.
And mine's never been outlined.
Usually it's like a phrase or a couple words.
Sure.
And then it's up to you in your life by having evolved consciousness,
right,
which you get with the ecosystem approach when you apply it, is to put in the details. It's up to you to put in the details. And we're going to give you an example of that later in the show, but here's the most important part.
Okay.
You know, with the ecosystem approach, we suggest to people that they take an energy approach to their life.
Right.
So instead of thinking of problems as functional problems that if you do some sort of recipe, you know,
how do
three
I get
steps
from
to reduce
right
to
or how do
weight,
I get from point A to point
yes.
B? Okay.
Three steps to having a better marriage, three steps to dealing with your addictions, blah, blah, blah,
right.
blah.
Right.
Those are formulas that may not work for you. It's much more effective to see
effective for you.
Yes. To see your problem as an energy.
Yes.
And then we can clear it. And we can clear it very, very, very specifically. Specific. Now, one of the things we talked about, and go back to our last show about your emotional story.
Right.
And your emotional story shows you what to clear. That's very, very specific to you.
Right.
It's not necessarily a generic clearing. It's very, very specific to you. And that's when it's really effective. And frankly, that's what makes the ecosystem approach one of the things, one of the many things.
Right.
It's a whole, it all works together. It works really well.
Yes.
But it's not a formula, but it's very unique and tailored to you personally.
Exactly. Exactly.
So let's do some examples.
Okay.
One of the things that, you know, people think of negative energy as emotions typically, like fear or shame or anger, you know, those big ones. And that's easy to see.
Sure.
What we don't see is these rules, frames, beliefs.
Yes.
One of the things that's been a rule or a frame for me all my life is that I just noticed this in hindsight. In other words, I didn't notice it in the moment, but as I started to do the ecosystem approach, I was able to notice that I was always choose jobs or work that didn't pay me very much.
Well, and they were kind of menial.
They were easy. I didn't have to really promote myself.
Right.
And I see now that my fear of promoting myself was part of the thing. And when I did, I struggled to sustain that.
Well, and I'm just going to jump in and say, since I happen to know his story, if you understood your own story, you would have been able to see with better clarity about how you were doing that and why that sabotage part of that.
Exactly.
And that's a really big deal.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. Definitely. So, you know, and I put this example in for you because it's you. And we've been
not one of my favorites anyway. We'll say it that way.
This is a holiday weekend, and so we're pre-recording this show, and so this is a few days before it actually airs. But so we've been running around and doing this, so we haven't spent a lot of time talking about this show together. But so you struggled to have relationships that were supportive for you.
Exactly.
All your life. And that was an energy.
Yeah.
Now, it was also a rule
I was carrying.
And it was also a frame.
Yes.
It was a belief.
That's correct.
You know,
and I didn't deserve to have a positive relationship. And he doesn't know I'm going to say this, but when we first got together, we discovered through using who we are, viewing that I was doing sabotaging things because, well, of course, that's what I expected out of all relationships.
Sabotaging the relationship.
Yeah, going back to the relationship.
Yes.
And the bottom line is that I didn't have supportive relationships in my family of origin. So why would I have supporting relationships outside of my family of origin?
So here's the most important, one of the most important points for this segment.
Okay.
Black and white thinking.
Okay.
That it's so prevalent today, either this or this.
Right.
White or black, mm-hmm. Democrat or Republican.
Right.
Alternative medicine or traditional medicine.
Right.
You know, it's one or the other.
Yeah.
And it keeps you from seeing the specifics of a problem.
Well, it's the specific blocks that are blocking you or somebody else from getting what you need or want.
Good example. Okay. You have a bad relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So that person in that relationship is bad.
Or they're good.
Well, no, if you have a bad relationship, then the person in that relationship that is with you is bad.
And I see.
And with black and white thinking, the only option you have is to get rid of that person.
Right.
The same thing with cancer. And I have personal experience with this.
Yes.
Cancer is good or bad. So it's bad. Mm-hmm. So you have to get rid of the cancer, but we never think about the energy of it.
Right.
What created it.
Well,
so when the cancer is gone, we think, oh, we're cured. Black and white thinking. That's right. Another form of black
and how
white
many times, let's just back this up. How many times have you, the audience, known someone with cancer? And yes, they got rid of cancer. They did the traditional medicine or even alternative treatments. We'll say it that way. And lo and behold, 2, 3, 4 years later, the cancer comes back, most likely in a different place.
Or another disease comes back.
Or another disease comes back.
You know, the negative energy is still there.
Exactly.
You know, the same thing like job. It's a bad job, so I'll get another one. Well, you might get another one that has a lot of the same characteristics.
Oh, I guarantee you. And that's always the way it has been for me. There was always somebody, I'll say this, there was always somebody who just irritated me beyond. And
so the black and white thinking about the job didn't
exactly,
work.
Exactly. Exactly. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
We are not taught to see rules, beliefs, and emotions that are dark energies and that can be cleared.
Mm-hmm.
Black and white thinking is the biggest block to seeing the problem so it can be fixed and cleared. Mm-hmm. And when you see the blocks, they can be cleared, but many are lifelong and take some time to clear.
Right.
So be patient.
Yes.
And the Ecosystem Pro teaches you to overcome black and white thinking and clear the blocks in your life.
In the next segment, we're going to talk about your purpose and life meaning, which has been sidelined by what? The sandwich effect. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Have you ever felt like if you just had the right tools and resources, you'd be able to carve a path toward the life your heart is aching for? Guess what? You have everything you need inside you. I'm Natasha Ornedo, and I'm here to show you that your healing is in your hands. Tune into my show, Unlock the Healing Path, every second and fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about me and my work, visit NatashaOrnedo.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Auber. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Auber. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyauber.com. That's drkathyauber.com.
Not just talk, conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you live your best life. The Live the Good Life Show, connecting your physical and spiritual self, every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find Sabrina at the right, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com.
We'd love to hear from you on Transformation Talk Radio and live on Facebook. Call into the show 1-800-930-2819.
Life can be demanding, but sometimes our wheels are spinning and we're too focused on making them turn to notice we're stuck in the mud. Tune into The Pause with me, Ellen Wyoming Deloy, every second and fourth Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Learn how to stop, reflect, and start moving forward with intention. And if you're really looking to jumpstart your personal development, schedule a free coaching consultation with me at ellenwyomingdeloy.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about your purpose in life, meaning, which has been sidelined by the sandwich effect. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the Ecosystem Approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Jason, most of us crave meaning and to be able to fulfill our purpose, but most of us, me included, have been blocked by dark energy using the sandwich effect. What is someone supposed to do if they are blocked?
So most of us are busy dealing with day-to-day traumas, chaos, and distractions.
Yes.
You know, whenever we get to our purpose or find meaning in our life. Mm-hmm. So, it's kind of ironic. We're really living our meaning. We know what our purpose is, what our meaning is, and we're talking about that.
Yes.
You know, but our biggest issue is a form of anxiety. You know, we take care of my 91-year-old mother. There's always something just before the show.
Always.
There's something just before the show. And it's not like she has any, she has dementia. She has no conscious
awareness.
No. She doesn't have a consciousness that says, I'm going to sabotage them right before their show. We don't see that at all.
No,
but
her motive is never that.
But we see that dark energy come in to block us
exactly
every single show,
exactly
every single time, and we're clearing so we can get on top of that. And but people, if you see in terms of energy, this is part of the sandwich effect because it's not just one thing. It kind of sneaks in there.
I call it being layered upon, because how many layers do you have to undo to get to understand what your purpose is? I'm going to bring it around to that.
So here's the most important point.
All right.
If you're a starseed, now we mentioned this the other day, if you don't have any idea what a starseed is, if you're listening just for the first time, go back. There's a couple shows from in our history that talk about being a starseed.
Right.
But basically,
very interesting.
You have a connection to your essence that's not from this, from Earth. It's from somewhere else in the universe.
Right.
So I'm going to assume that you know what it means to be a starseed. But here's the thing. If you're a starseed, you've been blocked. You've been targeted.
We have never seen anybody who is a starseed that has not been blocked.
And they're usually dealing with these, and it's not that they're minor problems.
No.
But, we're taking care of my mom.
Right.
It's we feel good about it. We've chosen to do that.
Right.
But it's there's always something, you know, whether it's a bad relationship, whether it's a physical difficulty, mm-hmm. whether it's substance abuse, whether it's a whole money problems. It's all a whole bunch of things.
Right.
And we're so busy with the nitty gritty details of daily life and dealing with those things that we can't rise above and say, okay, who am I? What am I here to do?
In other words, there's no time for it. There's no space for it.
It's
so
complete
to speak.
Distraction.
Exactly.
And understand that if you're a starseed, there's a special attraction to this kind of trauma to you.
Mm-hmm. And remember, it's an energy, and that energy can be cleared.
And it's not black and white. It's never black and white.
No, no.
So
it would be great if it was, because then it would be much easier to deal with.
So let's discuss about how dark energy works.
Okay.
You need to understand the sandwich effect and how the dark energy uses. So imagine a big hoagie, okay? And it has mustard and mayonnaise and really good bread on both on top and the bottom, and all these different kind of meats and
pickles and onions and okay. But oh, and peppers for you. Yes.
Thank you. Pepperoncinis. I love those. So you've got that. But let's say you hate liverwurst. Liverwurst for you is the dark energy.
Wait a minute. What am I? Chopped liver? Yes, okay, exactly. Go ahead.
You had to say that.
I did.
So, and then there's bologna or whatever.
Yeah.
So you have this huge sandwich.
Okay.
And most people would say, it's got liverwurst or it's got bologna.
I'm not gonna eat it.
I'm gonna throw away the whole sandwich.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You know,
been and there, done that.
You know, maybe you don't eat bread, maybe, you know, but
that's not the issue.
This is just a metaphor.
Yes, okay? Exactly.
We want you to go into your life and eat your sandwich. So people, when we talk about dark energy, people want to reject people. They want to reject everything that they see as bad, but they don't understand how to get to the specific. Well, and what we're trying to tell you, and I'm speaking metaphorically now,
again,
is to open the sandwich and take out the liverwurst
and put it back together. And actually enjoy the sandwich. And see, this is the black, what he's talking about is that black and white thinking says it's all or nothing.
Yes.
When the truth is you can choose. There's a big key here. You can choose by using the ecosystem approach. You can choose to take that liverwurst out and dispose of it accordingly, and then put everything back together and enjoy the sandwich, or let's say it the way it really is, your life.
Exactly. So here's some more things about dark energy and the sandwich effect. Dark energy is always on both sides of an argument.
Always.
Dark energy is always on both sides of a belief system, philosophy, movement, a group of people that come together for a very positive purpose.
Right.
There's always dark energy in there somewhere. Mm-hmm. And it's not that we want to reject that. As soon as we find the dark energy, then we just reject the philosophy.
And I'm going to go back to whenever I've had jobs or relationship, there's always, like, as some would say, one bad apple. Well, that one bad apple would get underneath my skin. But if I had really understood about the sandwich effect, I would have understood, wait a minute, that's just negative energy trying to affect me and stop me, not only from who I am, but what my purpose and life meaning is.
Here's one of the most difficult things for people to understand.
Okay.
Dark energy can come through people that love us.
Yes.
You know, and my mom loves us both. She loves the dog. She loves us both. But dark energy is always coming through her.
Well,
and it's because she's vacant. We can talk about the reasons for that, but that's a different show.
It is.
But we think that, that's my spouse. They're on my side. Or that's my friend. They're on my side. But I guarantee you, dark energy can come at you from anywhere. And the key here, this is the point we're trying to make.
Okay.
If you can see it, understand it, and then know how to clear it.
Yeah.
And, or stand up to it or deal with it. And which is...
Well, can't stand up to it, really. And what we found, you can't stand up to it until you use the ecosystem approach.
Exactly.
You can't do it. You
clear it first, and then you find something that works for you, right, so you can stand up to it and deal with it.
Well, and the other thing is that when you use the ecosystem approach, what happens is that it gives you the creativity to actually be creative, to figure out how to deal with it. It's really awesome.
You
truly
know, I think about I really talk about this, but my last wife that I was divorced from, you know,
it wasn't me.
It wasn't her.
Okay.
Obviously, but it was a really bad relationship. I could have dealt with her by dealing with the negative energy so much better.
Right.
I still would have come to the same conclusion, but probably a lot sooner. Years sooner.
Okay.
And that's the benefit. You know, that would have been the benefit to me.
But when you're taught unworthiness, let's just point this out. When you're taught unworthiness, that negative energy uses that unworthiness to beat you up. And so if you're in, I'm just going to say this, if you're in a relationship right now where you're being beat up, but you have, you feel you have no outs or nowhere to go, no way to get away from it, the ecosystem approach can help you immensely. Or if you're in a bad job, it's the same thing. The ecosystem approach, when you change the energy, when you change your energy, you change your perspective. And when you change your perspective, the creativity and the way you see things that come up, you go, oh my gosh, if I did this, then that, well, I could have prevented that. Or if I do that, then I can see with clarity what I need to do and stand in your power. And by the way, all of us are given power to stand in. And I'm not talking about, this kind of power. I'm talking about the power
that's deep inside of you,
knowing who you are.
Solid, yes.
Exactly, exactly.
So here's the part that's the tricks people the most.
Okay.
If you're part of a group or a movement that you support, it can always have dark energy. And sure. You have to be able to deal with that the way it is based on your relationship to that
exactly.
movement or group.
Exactly.
You know, we're much more aligned with alternative medicine than we are than with natural medicine, but we see that it can be filled with, especially lately, the conspiracies and misinformation
it's
even
difficult.
A form of what we call la-la stuff thinking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that is dark energy.
It is.
And you have to be able to navigate that and deal with it. So if you're listening right now and someone that says like, oh my gosh, I've been waiting for this all my life. This there's something inside of you that just says, yeah.
Right.
Go to our website right now, theecosystemapproach.org. Sign up for our free section. Listen every week. We're going to talk about more how you can start doing the ecosystem approach starting right now, today, mm-hmm. and then how you can continue to do that for free.
Exactly.
So stay tuned.
So, yeah. Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Star seeds have been targeted with dark energy and often blocks them from their purpose. The sandwich effects mixes dark energy with people, movements, and activities that should be good by nature. Calling out, eliminating negative energy in the sandwich without throwing the whole sandwich away is the point. And the ecosystem approach teaches you negative energy to see negative energy with all the nuances and subtleties so you can remove it.
I love it. In the next segment, we're going to talk about specific things you can do now, right now, to remove blocks and to start fulfilling your potential. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Even though your home base is one Enneagram type, you have characteristics of all the types. Tune in to Enneagram Conversations with Renee Siegel, the second and fourth Monday of each month at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn how you can unlock your unlimited potential. Visit YouArePurePotential.com for more about Renee and her work. That's the letter U, the letter R, PurePotential.com.
Learn how to lead a happier life on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Have you ever felt like if you just had the right tools and resources, you'd be able to carve a path toward the life your heart is aching for? Guess what? You have everything you need inside you. I'm Natasha Ornedo, and I'm here to show you that your healing is in your hands. Tune into my show, Unlock the Healing Path, every second and fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about me and my work, visit NatashaOrnedo.com.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet.
your inspiration all day on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you living life, or is life living you? The destination may not be clear when we seek change, but we trust we cannot stay where we are. Healing and transformation coach Trish Campbell strengthens the mind-body-spirit connection. Diane McClade generates positive change by shifting perspective through choice. Get connected and gain clarity on the Shift podcast every first and third Friday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit invibe.ca for more info.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about specific things you can do now to remove blocks and to start to fulfill your potential and life purpose. We are married intuitives with over 20 years' experience who created the Ecosystem Approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Jason, you and I are both starseeds. I know I don't have to tell you that. Can you tell the audience our purpose for being here?
So we said we're going to talk about our purpose, mm-hmm. and we're here to help people reestablish that connection with the most important part of your ecosystem, which we see as your essence. Some people call it soul.
That's correct.
Okay. The biggest problem in the world today is the overwhelming amount of dark energy, negative energy that's attached to your essence. Mm-hmm. So we knew, I think, from the very beginning when we got together that we were here to help people unblock themselves and move forward and to evolve.
Right, right.
But as we get more clarity ourselves, we see that it has to do with the negative energy attached to your essence.
Right.
And oh, by the way, if you go to our website, look on, there's a two-part article about the discovery.
And it's a big deal.
And that's all about why we're here right now. That's part of the filling in the detail.
Yeah.
Because when we started, we knew we were here to help people evolve.
Right.
But now we know that there's so much negative energy and where it is and how it affects you.
Right.
That makes a little more clarity to our purpose.
Right.
We need to help be able to help people remove those negative energy from their sandwich so you can eat the whole sandwich. Don't throw the sandwich away.
And enjoy it.
For anybody that enjoys food, how awful that would be to keep throwing away these sandwiches when you can just get rid of them.
One of the best things you can do is you can create your sandwich your way. And I realize I might sound like I'm being a commercial. I'm not. I need to back this up for just a moment. From the time I can remember, I always knew I was here to do something of value. Granted, I didn't know what it was. And for those of you who have been watching us and listening to us and even working with us, I had no idea that everybody else couldn't see the things that I could see or even hear the things that I could hear. And it was one of the most amazing things. And by the way, I'm going to guarantee that there are several of you out there that have either abilities that are similar to mine or close to them or even more. So I want you the reason I'm saying this is we need people who understand energy out there. That's one of the reasons we're doing this show. And so that we can all help each other.
One of the things that we found, and I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, you did fine.
One of the things we found is that your evolution, your intuition, all those skills and ability, those soft skills that aren't tangible can be developed.
Yes. Oh, and in fact,
with the ecosystem approach,
I'm a perfect example of that because I always knew I could see and I tried to hide it for years and all of that sort of thing. I mean, I did things that were not great. And by the way, I've cleared the guilt and shame about those. Anyway, my point that I'm getting at is that we all come here with purpose. There isn't anyone who does not. And if you don't know what your purpose is, start today. Start today by using the ecosystem approach because you can see your purpose. I just have one one mm-hmm. little story about it. Someone came to me years ago and basically said, well, I'm nothing. I don't have a purpose. And I said to this person, you're a mother. You're a mother, and your purpose right now is to help raise this child and help this child understand their purpose. But also, you need to understand that you could give this child all of the information that this child needs to grow and develop and know their purpose. Yes, might be earlier than you know yours in their life, but the bottom line is that's your purpose. We all come here with one.
Yes. Or two, or 10.
Or 10, exactly. Yeah. And so people, we never have just
people
one.
People get into black and white thinking about their purpose.
Exactly.
You know, I know exactly what it is. Otherwise, yes. I can't do it. But yes. And it's never that way.
Exactly.
So, you know, and we also know one of the big things about us is that we're here, and this we just realized it recently, but we're here to help establish the energy of the age of Aquarius.
Yeah. Oh, and boy, talk about, was that enlightening for both of us? We both went, oh my gosh.
It's almost
it was
like,
amazing.
It almost like it was after the fact, because we created this ecosystem approach, and we said, oh my gosh, the ecosystem approach is for the people who understand the age of Aquarius, who want to be part of it.
Exactly.
And this is how you do it.
Yes.
It doesn't just happen. The age of Aquarius is not just that's going to happen to you. We have to take the energy, or take the sandwich, the energy sandwich. I'm getting crazy with that.
Oh,
metaphor.
Yeah, wait.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And make it ours in a way that is really positive.
And the other thing is, by the way, it doesn't happen overnight. I do want to say that. But if you start today, the bottom line is that I have never had so much fun in my entire life, or laughed so hard, or enjoyed my work as much as I do right now, today.
So here's some practical tips on how to get started.
Okay.
First of all, clear whatever in your way.
It's
really that simple. Whatever you can see right now that's in your way, clear it.
And by the way,
we're going to teach you how to do that in just a minute.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
That's what I was going
to
say.
Get to know your emotional story. And we did a whole show about it last week. Go back and listen to that one.
Right.
It's an amazing show.
Mm-hmm.
It's very foundational. And then listen to our shows every week.
Mm-hmm.
Our topics are timely, but they're teaching you about the ecosystem approach and how to apply it in the world in an energy way.
Correct.
Okay. So, and then go to our website and do it right now, theecosystemapproach.org. Sign up for our free section. It's amazing. We give you the words to do clearings. Clearings are cumulative.
Right.
So the more you do, the better off it is. And you can do the same one over and over and over again.
It's okay.
It gets it better and better and better. You get more and more clarity.
Right.
And by the way, you can always send us an email at hello@theecosystemapproach.org if you have comments or questions. And please go to our Facebook page, theecosystemapproach.org, and like us.
Okay.
But then understand the rules and beliefs and traumas have been there for a long time. People come to us and say, well, how long does this take? You're not a machine. It's not like
I love that.
It's not like we're going to fix the machine so it can go down the road
right.
like a car can.
Right.
You're an ecosystem.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always an ecosystem is always struggling to be in balance, and it has these outside forces
exactly.
working on you.
And you know, I think
that
about,
you have to adapt to.
I think about an ecosystem. I always think of a lake, and in so many ways, how many stories have you heard, or how many times have you seen where a lake has been polluted in some way? Well, if you think of ourselves as being polluted by negative energy,
yes.
Then,
and that's your ecosystem.
And that is your ecosystem. Do I want oil? Do I want garbage laying on top of my soul, my ecosystem? The answer is absolutely not.
If you read our article about discovery, you'll get some more information about that. But
right.
understand, here's the most important part, that you're not a machine, you're an
yes.
ecosystem, and that you're always trying to find this balance. And clearing and using the ecosystem approach helps you with that, as opposed to seeing yourself like a machine.
Well, and one more thing, the balance that's so important to understand is balance changes every single day, because life changes every single
yes.
day. And so when you understand that yesterday or today is not the same as yesterday, but yet yesterday affects me today, then you can start to see the ecosystem of that and understand the balance of what you need today.
People come into your life, they change your ecosystem.
Absolutely.
Better, worse, whatever.
Absolutely.
You know, when we got married, that changed our ecosystem.
It sure did.
When mom came to live with us, that changed it again.
When we got our dogs,
that changed our ecosystem. Yes. So everything changes. So here we go.
So Jason, are we going to do key points?
Yeah.
All right. Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Our purpose is to help you reestablish your connection to your essence and to live your purpose. When starred seeds reconnect with their essence, they'll have the power to bring the age of Aquarius to fruition.
I love that.
If you're out there and you hear this and that speaks to you, go to our website right now, sign up. You got to be connected to us.
Yes.
Use the ecosystem approach to overcome the issues and traumas of your life and reconnect with your purpose. Mm-hmm. And the ecosystem approach teaches you to find your purpose and deep meaning for your original purpose
as a star seed. And by the way, even if you're not a star seed, you can still do this. And you might not know if you're a star seed or not.
If you're all excited right now, I guarantee you there's a, like a 95% chance you're a star seed.
Exactly. So Jason, let's teach for those who are out there, those who don't know how to do clearing, let's teach them how to do the clearing. And if you know how to do the clearing, follow along. See if we make any mistakes with it.
Here we go. So you can stand, sit, lie down. You can be walking. You can actually be doing something else and do clearing. It's very portable.
Right.
It's something you can take with you all the time.
Right.
And so when we say to eliminate whatever it is, a barrier, veils and illusions, a specific emotion, mm-hmm. gather that up in your mind's eye and blow it into the processor. I know Jacob's going to put the picture of the processor up. That's a processor that takes negative energy, processes it, and makes it neutral, comes out neutral.
Exactly. And then after that, we're going to activate life force, the most powerful energy in the world, and or that any of us has access to. And we're going to pull it in through the top of our head. We're going to let it go all the way down our body. We're going to stop it at the tips of our toes. We're going to turn it around because that's power. And we're going to remove even more negative energy because everybody has it. So with that said, stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to get you started on clearing the blocks so you can remove the negative energy from your sandwich to have a better life. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
It's your turn to reclaim your life. Experience the unmitigated joy of breathing life into your own passions, into your own purpose, with me, Life Coach Ricky Schwartz, at MyTurnLifeCoaching.com. In the meantime, tune into my show, My Turn Life Coaching, live every second and fourth Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance. From the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio, and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to get you started on clearing the blocks so you can remove the negative energy from your sandwich to have a better life starting right now. Jason, take it away.
Here we go. I direct all my resources and all dimensions to eliminate the barrier so I can remove the bad parts, the dark energy of my personal sandwich and still eat it. Take a breath.
Enjoy it.
And of course, that's a metaphor. Take a breath.
And don't forget to throw it in the garbage can or the processor, the negative energies, because that's really where it belongs. We'll empty the garbage can. And with that said, and to eliminate the barrier so I can feel in my body the truth of the sandwich effect and how it has blocked me in my life. If you don't like liverwurst, if you don't like pickles, if you don't like lettuce, clear them. Meaning that's a metaphor, but just get rid of that negative energy. Take a breath and blow it out.
And to eliminate the intense feelings of worry, anxiety, and frenzy that are always sandwiched in my life and block me. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the feelings of fear and hurt and shame that is sandwiched in everything that I do. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barrier so I can see that I've been distracted all my life by issues, traumas that keep me from my purpose. Take a breath.
Take a breath. And to eliminate the energy that says, I just don't have that kind of time. I release and let go those blocks that say, I don't have that kind of time to take care of me. When the truth is, yes, I do. Take a nice breath and blow it out.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that as a starseed, I've been distracted from my purpose.
Yes.
And if this thing just resonates, something you get that hair on the back of your neck, or you know,
yeah,
go to our website right now.
It touches my heart. That's
the ecosystemapproach.org. You got to sign up.
Take a breath. And to eliminate any feelings of fear and terror that is dark energy that is there to block me. Doesn't matter if you really understand it, get rid of it. It doesn't serve you. Take a breath.
The understanding comes after you get rid of it.
Yes, there's a clarity.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can see that with any movement or beliefs or philosophies, there's always dark energy sandwiched and attached.
Yeah, that layer effect. Take a breath so you can get rid of the blocks that are keeping you stuck in those negative energies. And to eliminate any intense anger that is really dark energy and it's blocking me. Starting right now, take a breath and blow it out.
And to eliminate any resistance to seeing that in my favorite groups, beliefs, and philosophies, there is a dark sandwiched in. Oh
yes.
My gosh.
Take a breath. And to eliminate the false belief that any approach or belief is black and white and that there is no nuance or subtlety in all of that. We don't need that. Take a breath. Get rid of that black and white thinking, any subtleties, those kind of things. Get rid of it.
And to eliminate the barrier so I can see any dark energy in my perspectives, beliefs, or ideas.
Nice. Yes.
And that usually is about, that's very personal to you.
Right.
You know, whether you think you're not good enough, you don't deserve to have money.
Right.
You know, you don't deserve to be loved, all those things.
Yes. Take a breath. And to eliminate any numbness or blocks that I have to acting from my essence, meaning I'm blocking from understanding my essence and what I'm supposed to be doing, as opposed to being programmed from the outside. Whoa, that's huge, everybody. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barrier so I can continue to learn and clear dark energy that is sandwiched everywhere in my life.
Exactly. I just have to make this comment. I remember when I discovered that the sandwich or the layered effect of how much negative energy there was, it overwhelmed me. But I cleared the overwhelm and thought, well, then I'm just going to start right here, right where I am today. And it made a huge difference. Go ahead and do that last one.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see the dark is everywhere and trying to block me.
Take a breath. Now let's activate some life force energy. Remember, it's the most powerful energy in the world. And this energy is so very, very amazing. If you don't do anything else, activate life force energy for you. So with that said, I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy so I can fulfill my purpose and constantly remove dark energy in my life. In other words, remove the dark energy from the sandwich. Take a breath, everybody. Pull it in, right in through the top of your head. Let it go all the way down your torso to the tips of your toes. Stop it right there and then blow it out. That negative energy.
And to activate life force so I can trust that through my essence, it's my connection to my life the way it should be.
Yeah. Take a breath. And, you know, we didn't really talk about the satisfaction of that, but there is so much satisfaction when you know you're doing what you came here to do. So with that said, and to eliminate, excuse me, and to activate life force so I can decide to see my life purpose and remove dark energy blocking me. Did I just do that one?
No. Okay. That's right.
So I can be happy and healthy and creative and have great health and have laughter and love and fun and joy and just enjoy not only my life, but who I am. And so I can be on that journey to find my soul purpose starting right now. Pull in that life force energy. Let it go all the way to the tips of your toes and blow out any negative energy left over. Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
This is a really exciting show for me, for both of us actually, but this idea that we're all connected, that we have this collective consciousness.
Right.
But now there's this idea about personal freedom. How do they interact? How do they
conflict? Meaning, what does it mean? That kind of stuff. Oh, yeah. Good.
This perspective you have not heard before. I guarantee you, you won't hear this perspective any other place.
Okay.
And this is good. You're going to say, especially if you're a starseed listening to this, you're going to say, oh my gosh. This
yeah.
is what I've been waiting for.
Love it.
So be sure and tune in next week.
Okay.
So
Jason, why is the ecosystem approach so important for me personally and for the audience out there?
If you're vibrating right now, if you've got that, the hair on the back of your neck is standing up, if you've got that tingle in your body, your heart is kind of thumping in a special way, this is for you.
Mm-hmm.
This, you've been waiting for this.
Yeah.
So how do you do it? What do you do? Well, it's very simple. Go to our website right now,
okay.
theecosystemapproach.org. Sign up for our free section. You get a weekly newsletter, which is the backstory to each of our topics.
Uh-huh.
Usually a story about me or about Patricia. I try and make it more about Patricia, but lately it's been more about me. and then we do the clearings, and they're all right there. They're written out. The picture of the processor is right there for you.
Exactly.
The words that you say are right there. A lot of our clients take it and they put it on their phone, their smartphone,
right.
And they do it every day of the week. And then when they get the new ones, they do that for the every day.
Exactly.
You need to do it because it's cumulative. It builds up. The more you do it, the better off you are.
Exactly. And then also, if they want to leave us a comment or something to that effect.
Leave us a comment on our Facebook page. Mm-hmm. Our Facebook address is theecosystemapproach.org. And please like us while you're there. I pay attention to the likes and, you know, I'm crying in my coffee in the morning. Oh, Patricia, we didn't get enough likes this week, you know, so please like us and tell your friends about it.
Yes. And by the way, get yourself a buddy to do this with, because that is one of the most.
We call them clearing buddies. And it's amazing.
It really is.
Because we start to do this, you have someone you can do it with.
Yes.
You don't have someone in your life that's appropriate, you know, make us your clearing buddies. Tune in every week.
Exactly.
Listen to the show every week.
Exactly.
It's very valuable information. And we're teaching you about the ecosystem approach
Exactly. Every
week that we do
exactly.
the show.
So.
And watch us on Facebook Live or watch us on Facebook. The videos are recorded there. But if you can't do Facebook or the video, you can listen to the show going to our website. Well, it says radio show.
Okay. So we'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern time. This is Transformation Talk Radio, and you're listening to The Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia.
Remember, your ecosystem is the most important one in the world.
Thank you for listening to The Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. Tune in every week as we discuss practical ways to apply the ecosystem approach and develop your potential to live your life on your terms. For more information, visit our website at theecosystemapproach.org.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.